Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois sees the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths rising by greater amounts each day. Governor Pritzker says the state is not getting as many tests for the virus deployed here as he had hoped. An update this morning from WBBM's Jim Gudas.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the state's public health director, says Illinois now has 15,078 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 462 coronavirus-related deaths.
That represents an increase of 1,529 cases and 82 lives lost.
Governor Pritzker says the state is seeing about 6,000 COVID-19 tests a day. He had hoped for 10,000. The governor says one issue is a testing machine the state's developing with a biotech company, which has output and accuracy issues.
Until these challenges are overcome, these machines will not be part of our testing capacity.
Pritzker added that while the federal government sent testing machines to Illinois, the machines came with limited testing supplies, which he says means the state will have to find more of those supplies. Jim Gudas, News Radio 105.9 FM.
City of Chicago is putting a 9 p.m. curfew on liquor sales. Starting today, all liquor sales in the city will have to end at that time, 9 p.m. That includes sales in grocery and convenience stores as well as liquor stores. Mayor Lightfoot issued the order and threatened to go even further if people continue to defy the statewide stay-at-home order aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. The CTA plans to change its bus boarding procedures to help stop the spread of the virus to passengers or bus drivers.
The CTA plans to direct passengers to board buses from the rear doors now. That's designed to promote physical distancing between riders and bus drivers. The CTA says mass transit has been used a lot by first responders and CTA and other essential workers. If bus drivers find their vehicles becoming too crowded for physical distancing, they're now going to be allowed to drop off only and bypass people waiting at bus stops. The head of the bus drivers union tells Streets Blog Chicago he believes the CTA had not gone to rear boarding before because it was more concerned about collecting fares. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County voters set a new record in last month's primary. Clerk Karen Yarbrough says for the first time, the number of suburban voters who cast mail-in or early ballots surpassed the number that actually voted in person. On Election Day, the number of mail ballots jumped by more than 50% for the record set in 2016. And the number of people who voted early overall accounted for more than half of all ballots cast. We told you a few days ago about a West Suburban greenhouse that had too many lilies and not enough customers because of COVID-19. This morning, we have an update.
10,000 lilies had grown and matured at Schaefer Greenhouses in Montgomery, waiting for Easter. But with churches closed to parishioners, the lilies just sat, unwanted, until the lilies became a news story. And greenhouse co-owner Marianne Kutnick says people started buying them for friends, family, hospital employees, for strangers.
All you hear is all this negative stuff in the world right now, and there's so much sadness, and people are so depressed, and then you see how people are willing to, you know, jump up and take everybody in their neighborhood a plant just to give them some sunshine. It's just moving.
Kutnick says there are only about 2,500 lilies that remain. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Hard times mean some people turn to a pawn shop, and one owner tells us they're doing that now.
Randy Cohen, owner of Royal Pawn Shop in downtown Chicago, says people are showing up at his business.
What are you going to do if you need groceries? Where are you going to get money?
He says he's making sure they're practicing social distancing.
I tell him, listen, just come back in 5 minutes. Come back in 10 minutes. I tell my guys, tell them, come back. I don't want people hanging at each other. You know what I mean?
Asked what customers are bringing in these days, Cohen says.
Everything from TVs to jewelry to laptops. Just anything they have. Anything they can get a buck for.
Including a tooth with a diamond in it. Cohen says the owner just returned this week to get it back. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 6:13. The star of the Windy City Rehab TV show says she plans to speak her truth during the second season of the show. Allison Victoria says the pandemic sidelined her and her film crew for 2 weeks last month. Says she has investors, but also has, quote, hundreds of thousands of dollars tied up and uses her own money on projects. She adds, quote, COVID-19 has injected uncertainty into real estate. The office of the chief judge of the Circuit Court of Cook County says another employee has tested positive for the virus.
An employee who works for the Juvenile Temporary Detention Center and last reported to work on March 13th has now tested positive, bringing the office total to 13 confirmed cases. Officials say this marks at least the second employee at the center to contract the virus. Earlier this week, the office announced a 16-year-old detainee at the center tested positive, but is said to be doing well in recovery. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, truckers are among the designated essential workers during the virus outbreak.
Midwest Truckers Association CEO Don Schaefer says up to 80% of goods go by truck.
It may go by train, it may go by boat, it may go by airplane at some time or another. But usually the first mile or the last mile to get you those goods is going to go by truck. We have seen in the last couple of weeks how good the supply chain works in the United States. We've been able to get supplies, been able to get groceries, we've been able to get fuel on a timely basis, even under a national emergency.
Since new trucking school graduates can't get a commercial driver's license now, there could be a kink in the pipeline. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago-based Groupon says it's furloughing a significant portion of its sales operation because of the virus outbreak. Crane says it's because stay-at-home orders are causing many of the company's main clients, restaurants, nail salons, gyms, to shut down. The company's not saying how many employees are affected.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.